The reading today is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, and great joy will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace to men whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread words concerning what had been told about the child, and all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all the things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
I wonder who had the earliest start this morning. Did anybody have a start before 6 o'clock? Yeah, the Elstons. Anybody else before 6 o'clock? Hazel, Christine had you out of bed before 6 o'clock this morning. Oh, it was you. You were up causing the trouble this morning. Anybody before 5 o'clock? The beds. Before 5 o'clock. 25 to 3. I hadn't even gone to bed. Can anyone beat 25 to 3? I doubt it very much. Well done. Good. And were you opening presents at 25 to 3? Oh, that was 25 to 4. Fantastic. Okay. What about going the other way? Can anyone beat the Grafton household? 8:45. Oh. The scriptures say, train a child in the way they should go. I tell you. 8:45. Anybody after 8:45? Yeah, apart from the teenagers, obviously. No, 8:45, Claire rolled over and said, "I don't believe it, I'm going to have to go and wake the children up. They're not awake yet, I'm going to have to go and wake them up." And just after that, a few moments later, Patrick arrived with his presents that he'd unwrapped, and he came in and he Patrick, where's Patrick gone? Oh, he's up there. You got a new bike, didn't you? And you came into our room and you found a new bike, and he was very excited, and we got up, and Isabel had a shower, and Claire and I had a bath, and we were getting breakfast ready, and Claire turned to Isabel, "Come, Isabel, come and join me." "So, it's okay, is it?" Isabel came down, and Claire said, "So, what did you get for Christmas?" And she said, "Nothing. I didn't get anything." And Claire said, "Didn't you find the presents?" And she said, "What presents?" Claire said, "The presents that were on the end of your bed. They were hanging on the end of your bed in the bag. Didn't you find them?" And she said, "No." And she got up and got ready and come down and thought that Santa had forgotten her. You even gave me more sympathy than that. And she's 13 years old. Now, I have to point out, if her room was a bit tidier, she might have seen. She might have seen the presents. But she came down, and the presents were there on the end of the bed, and in the gloom, because she never opens her curtains nowadays, and in the mess, she hadn't seen them. But actually, when you opened, they were fantastic, weren't they? You have got to come here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Does anyone recognise this coat? Yeah, anyone, again, apart from the teenagers? What is it? It's Jack Wills. If you knew the excitement that Jack Wills causes in our house, twice a year, the catalogue arrives through the door, and I open it up and I say, "How much for a pair of socks? £120 for a pair of socks?" It's the most expensive shop in the world, I think, and Santa brought Isabel Jack Wills clothes. She's so excited. But she nearly missed it, didn't you? They were there on the end of the bed, and she didn't see them, and I'm so grateful she didn't, because it gave me a talk for this morning when I was struggling. But isn't it easy to miss God's gift at Christmas. God has given us the wonderful gift of Jesus. And amidst, and I've said this a few times this Christmas, amidst all the presents and the parties and the noise and the services and the candles and the gifts and everything that goes on, it's so easy to miss God's gift. We can crack on with the day and get on with our busyness and get on with all the things that we need to and forget that actually the reason we're celebrating is because God loved the world so much that he sent Jesus to be our Saviour. The greatest gift that was ever given can be left to one side and forgotten about if we're not careful. And I'm so grateful for these opportunities on Christmas morning, Christmas Eve, just to stop and pause and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for Jesus. Thank you for that greatest gift that could be given. But it would be so easy to forget it, to ignore it, or to miss it. The scriptures say that whoever puts their faith in Jesus shall be saved. Those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And at some point, each of us have to make that decision. Will I become a follower of Jesus, or will I ignore God's gift? And if you've never done it before, let me urge you this morning to just think, is today, Christmas Day 2011, the day I want to say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I want to receive that gift of eternal life. Come, Lord Jesus. Let's pause for a moment and pray. And I'm going to pray a very simple prayer, and it's just a prayer of asking Jesus into our lives. And maybe you'd like to pray this today. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for that gift of God. I'm sorry, Lord, that there are times in my life where I've not followed you and I've gone my own way. But I turn now back to you and ask Jesus to come into my life as Lord and Saviour. From this day on, Lord, may I be your child. Send your Holy Spirit to help me and to help me serve you the rest of my life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, who came as a babe, we thank you for all the celebrations of this Christmas. We pray that we might remember the rest of this day the baby Jesus, God made flesh. Send us from this place in your grace and peace to love and serve you. And so may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love this special day and always thereafter. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's finish by saying together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.